When walking into Bernie Weinkauf's room, I notice this. The steady hum and clicks of a machine at her care home that helps Bernie get out of bed. But the noise that hangs heavy in the air fades as three women walk into the room. They say their hellos, then they sit down, and without sheet music or accompaniment, they sing.
There's nothing to compare with the presence that is evoked by simply sitting with someone and offering song. It's a different connection from talking or providing physical care or doing activities. All of those things bring a good connection, but there's something really unique about simple presence and simple song.
I lay my burdens down.
They're almost like lullabies for the end of life. So they're most of the songs in the repertoire are written specifically for this purpose. There are only over 500 songs written for this. A few familiar songs in there too, but they are quite repetitive and gentle. 2 to 4 people go to bedside, so it's not like your average choir performance. It's more about presence, and we come in and we sit at the bedside on our stools that we bring, just to bring rest at that time. And our gift is just song, and it's at no charge.
Here's one that you know, Bernie. Yeah.
Do na nobis pacem pacem.
Bernie had a stroke 2 years ago, and she also lives with multiple sclerosis. She can't sing anymore, but she mouths the words to this one.
Well, I knew that song because when I was in the choir, that was one of the songs we did. I've been in a chair. I've had MS for 46 years. So it's been a long time.
When the singers come in here and you hear their performance, what does that feel like?
It's relaxing. It's very, very relaxing to sit and listen to them. Without the instruments and that, it's so much nicer.
We are all just walking each other.
Walking each other home, to me, really sums up what this experience has been like for me, because there's very much a sense of our shared humanity in this experience. We are coming to sing to people who, you know, may be suffering, who may have only a few days or weeks to live. And there's very much a recognition for me that someday I will be in that position. Recently, I sang with a couple of other singers at the bedside of a woman who was dying, and in fact she died just a few hours after we sang to her. And it was the first time that I had been with someone who was dying with whom I didn't have a close personal relationship. And I felt this real sense of just this being a natural process. And she was an elderly woman, and just singing for her there, it felt like an offering from one human being to another.
So Bernie, I hope this helps you have a restful day.
Oh, it is very restful.
Thank you for letting us come and sing for you.
Oh, no problem. You could come every day.